Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You know, every Veterans Day down at the Vietnam's Veterans Memorial, the wall, as we call it, thousands of people gather to honor those who served in that particular conflict. And they have a ceremony. And this year, the keynote speaker is a NASA administrator, Charles Bolden. And we all think of Charles Bolden as a man who served time in the astronaut corps. But you also spent a lot of time. Well, did time. You also served in the U.S. Marine Corps as well, did you not, sir?
I did. I'm a 34-year veteran, active duty in the Marine Corps, and I was a Marine. I was a detailee from the Marine Corps to NASA during the 14 years that I was in the astronaut office.
And so the Vietnam, you also did combat missions, did you not?
I'm one of those guys that claims to be a Vietnam veteran. So I spent a year actually flying out of a place called Nam Phong, Thailand, into North and South Vietnam, Laos and Cambodia, back in the early 70s.
Well, I know that this ceremony means a lot to you. What will you be talking about?
I generally want to just talk a little bit about the contributions of veterans to our society and our way of life. Really encourage folk who are there who may not be veterans themselves, but may have an opportunity to provide work for people, to think about hiring a veteran whenever there are positions available, because we know that if you've got a job you want to be done, generally a veteran is a really good person to put into that place. The fact that it is because of those who have served and continue to serve today that America is remains the greatest nation on the face of the earth. We train in hopes that we never have an opportunity to do the things for which we train. But unfortunately, over the last 15, almost 20 years now, we've spent a lot of time doing that. And so we always have to be ready. So those are my major themes.
That's a great way to put it. And Administrator Bolden, I got to say, I'm grateful that I came of age at a time where the military really has found a very well-deserved respect in our culture and our society. But I would love for you to reflect on those days after the Vietnam War. You know, things are pretty divided and pretty rough right now in America. But when I look back on the films of Vietnam veterans returning, my God, I can't believe that was the United States of America. And it's so important that we honor our veterans, especially our Vietnam vets. From that perspective, please talk to me.
Yeah, it was a very interesting time. And it actually, because I consider myself to be a late Vietnam veteran, the war was when I came out of the Naval Academy, I made my selection to go into the Marine Corps right at the height of the Tet Offensive in 1967. And I graduated in 68, came into the Marine Corps, not intending to fly airplanes, but to be an infantry Marine, and subsequently changed my mind.
And knowing all of that, you raised your hand and you said, I want to be a Marine. I want to be a part of that that's going on.
I did. And it was not because I wanted to go to war or anything. It was just because I went to the Naval Academy to learn how to be a leader in the military. And one particular officer there who impressed me the most was like my dad, was Major John Riley Love, who was my first company officer at the Naval Academy. And 4 years after I got there, I looked back and said, I want to be like him. And during my 34 years in the Marine Corps, I would always tell my Marines that somebody's always watching, and you're a role model whether you like it or not. You can either be positive or negative. I think military personnel and veterans, as a general rule, tend to be very positive role models, and kids look at us. And so we help to shape the future of the nation. And I think it's really important for a veteran to make it very clear to people that they did not come into the military to go to war. They came into the military because they wanted to preserve the peace and see the world become a better place for all. but somebody's got to go do it if you have to, and that's what we do.
I would imagine, given all that background, that when you go to the mall and you walk along the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, it's such an emotional experience. And I would imagine that speaking on this day at this place is going to be an emotional experience for you as well. What are your thoughts?
I have no doubt it will be. I get emotional just talking to you all. I have friends whose names are on the wall, and you know, there are five folk that whose names are on the wall that did not come back, and I was one of the fortunate few who did come home, and I never forget them. Some we still don't know their fate because they're among the MIAs, and their families still agonize to this day, and so it's. I think it is an incredible walk for people who have never been there before, for people who may have never served. I think the juxtaposition of the Vietnam Wall with the Korean War Memorial just across the way, the Korean War Memorial for me is just eerie, and you know, you can see what it was like for the soldiers and Marines. Slogging through the snow and ice in Korea, and then you go to the wall, and it's design. It's very design as something that I actually come away with a positive feeling of hope and inspiration every time I go to the wall, because I know you know what it was like when we were there, wondering why, because it was not a very popular war, and that's, I think that speaks loads to why veterans do what they do. You know, our job is not to pick and choose. Our job is not to, as we get ready to transition from one administration to another, veterans understand more than anybody else what this country is all about, and the fact that we don't pick and choose the commander-in-chief that we serve. We take what the American people have chosen, and then we do the absolute best we can to deliver whatever it is the American people and the people of the world today ask us to do.
Well, it's going to be a very special ceremony at the wall tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Administrator Bolden, thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you very much, and happy Veterans Day to everybody.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.